This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo keen to open new Indonesia-Vietnam flight route. Indonesian Vice President says mother key to realizing nation civilization. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, expressed keenness on a new flight route being opened between Indonesia and Vietnam, as well as the earlier open route being revitalized. Direct flight routes between the business and tourism centers of the two countries must be revitalized. Airlines from the two countries are expected to finalize plans for new flight routes from Da Nang to Denpasar and Ho Chi Minh, Jakarta, as well as the addition of the Jakarta-Ho Chi Minh City flight route. This was explained by President Jokowi at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Thursday, as quoted by Antara. President Jokowi conveyed the statement at a press conference with President of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, Nguyen Xuan Phuc. President Phuc is on a state visit to Indonesia on December 21st to the 23rd, 2022. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin affirmed the commemoration of Mother's Day on December 22, 2022 was a momentum to remember the contribution of Indonesian mothers and women in the nation's development. The Vice President remarked that mothers and women in general are the key to realizing a nation's civilization. Vice President Amin is hopeful Indonesian mothers will continue to support efforts to realize the visions of Indonesia Goal 2045. Next, we have Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, who stated one of the state budget functions was to support women's empowerment, especially those working in the micro, small, and medium enterprises sector. The government implemented budget tagging in Indonesia's state budget by marking budgeting in all ministries and institutions for gender empowerment and strengthening by providing roles and contributions for women to contribute. This was pointed out by Minister Indrawati at a virtual Mother's Day talk show titled Empowered Women, Advance Indonesia, held by her ministry on Thursday. National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo on Thursday informed the police will tighten the issuance of crowd permits for the upcoming New Year celebrations in order to prevent potential casualties. As quoted by Antara, according to Listio, after the 2022 Operation Candle routine at the National Monument Square, the police will secure activities that involve large numbers of people. This is to anticipate the potential for crowds that can cause casualties. He said the police force is cooperating with event organizers and relevant stakeholders to conduct assessments for issuing permits for activities involving crowds. The last national news comes from food supplies in regions across Indonesia are stable ahead of the Christmas and New Year celebrations. This was conveyed by Vice Agriculture Minister Harvick Hasnul Kolbi while attending a food resilience action movement in East Lampung on Thursday, as quoted by Antara. He further explained the government has committed itself to be present to ensure the transition of food resilience to food sovereignty for the benefit of the people's welfare. Now we move to the international news. The United States has accused North Korea of supplying battlefield missiles and rockets to the Russian mercenary group Wagner for use in Ukraine. As reported by BBC.com, the White House said the shipment violated UN Security Council resolutions and that it would announce further sanctions on Wagner. Both North Korea and Wagner have denied the reports. The UK government says fighters from the mercenary group have ballooned from 1,000 to nearly 20,000 Ukraine. The group has also been active recently in Syria. The group has also been active recently in Syria and African countries and has repeatedly been accused of war crimes and human rights abuses. We end the news with China that has requisitioned medical supplies production across the country as millions struggle to obtain basic drugs and testing kits in the face of a surge in COVID-19 cases. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, pharmacies in major cities have been stripped bare in the wake of the Chinese government's sudden decision to lift years of lockdowns, quarantines, and mass testing. Authorities have urged those with mild symptoms to stay at home and take treatment into their own hands, leading to a run on everything from ibuprofen to rapid antigen tests. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo keen to open new Indonesia-Vietnam flight route. Indonesian Vice President says mother key to realizing nation civilization. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi expressed keenness on a new flight route being opened between Indonesia and Vietnam as well as the earlier open route being revitalized. Direct flight routes between the business and tourism centers of the two countries must be revitalized. Airlines from the two countries are expected to finalize plans for new flight routes from Da Nang to Denpasar and Ho Chi Minh, Jakarta, as well as the addition of the Jakarta-Ho Chi Minh City flight route. This was explained by President Jokowi at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Thursday, as quoted by Antara. President Jokowi conveyed the statement at a press conference with President of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, Nguyen Xuan Phuc. President Phuc is on a state visit to Indonesia on December 21st to the 23rd, 2022. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin affirmed the commemoration of Mother's Day on December 22, 2022 was a momentum to remember the contribution of Indonesian mothers and women in the nation's development. The Vice President remarked that mothers and women in general are the key to realizing a nation's civilization. Vice President Amin is hopeful Indonesian mothers will continue to support efforts to realize the visions of Indonesia Goal 2045. Next, we have Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, who stated one of the state budget functions was to support women's empowerment, especially those working in the micro, small, and medium enterprises sector. The government implemented budget tagging in Indonesia's state budget by marking budgeting in all ministries and institutions for gender empowerment and strengthening by providing roles and contributions for women to contribute. This was pointed out by Minister Indrawati at a virtual Mother's Day talk show titled Empowered Women Advance Indonesia, held by her ministry on Thursday. National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo on Thursday informed the police will tighten the issuance of crowd permits for the upcoming New Year celebrations in order to prevent potential casualties. As quoted by Antara, according to Listio, after the 2022 Operation Candle routine at the National Monument Square, the police will secure activities that involve large numbers of people. This is to anticipate the potential for crowds that can cause casualties. He said the police force is cooperating with event organizers and relevant stakeholders to conduct assessments for issuing permits for activities involving crowds. The last national news comes from food supplies in regions across Indonesia are stable ahead of the Christmas and New Year celebrations. This was conveyed by Vice Agriculture Minister Harvick Hasnul Kolbi while attending a food resilience action movement in East Lampung on Thursday, as quoted by Antara. He further explained the government has committed itself to be present to ensure the transition of food resilience to food sovereignty for the benefit of the people's welfare. Now we move to the international news. The United States has accused North Korea of supplying battlefield missiles and rockets to the Russian mercenary group Wagner for use in Ukraine. As reported by BBC.com, the White House said the shipment violated UN Security Council resolutions and that it would announce further sanctions on Wagner. Both North Korea and Wagner have denied the reports. The UK government says fighters from the mercenary group have ballooned from 1,000 to nearly 20,000 Ukraine. The group has also been active recently in Syria and African countries and has repeatedly been accused of war crimes and human rights abuses. We end the news with China that has requisitioned medical supplies production across the country as millions struggle to obtain basic drugs and testing kits in the face of a surge in COVID-19 cases. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, pharmacies in major cities have been stripped bare in the wake of the Chinese government's sudden decision to lift years of lockdowns, quarantines, and mass testing. Authorities have urged those with mild symptoms to stay at home and take treatment into their own hands, leading to a run on everything from ibuprofen to rapid antigen tests. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on the world is worried about a new wave of coronavirus in China. Recently, there has been concern over the increase in COVID-19 cases in China. Several leading scientists and advisors to the World Health Organization, WHO, think a new wave of coronavirus will emerge in China. So, it is too early to declare the end of the emergency phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts' view on the COVID-19 pandemic have changed since China began easing its zero-COVID policy last week. The Chinese government finally relaxed the policy following an unprecedented public outcry. Expert projections show that China may face an explosion of coronavirus cases. Next year, China is predicted to record more than 1 million deaths from COVID-19. The zero-COVID approach in China has indeed kept the infection and death rates relatively low. But the WHO says the approach is not sustainable due to the concerns about the impact on people's lives and the country's economy. Experts say President Xi Jinping's move to ease zero-COVID policies has changed the global picture. Marian Koopmans, a WHO committee official and advisor on the emergency status of COVID-19, told Reuters the world was in very different phase of the pandemic. In his opinion, the pending surge in China was like a wild card, something that is hard to predict. Meanwhile, the Chinese government said last Wednesday, December the 21st, that not a single person had died of COVID-19 the previous day. The criteria for recording deaths from the virus have been changed. According to Beijing, only those who died directly from respiratory failure caused by the virus will statistically count as deaths from COVID-19. Previously, people who died from any illness while infected with the virus were counted as deaths from COVID. This way of recording causes high death rates in many countries. Starting this weekend until next week, the world community will enjoy the year-end holidays. Many people will use it to meet and hang out with friends and relatives. Therefore, caution and the application of health protocols must continue to be carried out to reduce the rate of increase in cases and prevent a new wave of COVID-19. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll start today in history with December the 23rd, 1973. A chartered passenger jet crashed in Morocco. A Sobelair Caravel jet carrying passengers crashed in the area of Morocco on December 23rd, 1973. In that incident, 106 people were declared dead. The wreckage of the French-made Caravel twin-engine jet lay hundreds of meters high on a 2,400-foot mountain peak. Sobelair is the oldest Belgian charter airline. Switching to December 23, 1979, the Soviet Union military occupies the capital of Afghanistan. Soviet troops invaded Afghanistan and occupied the Afghan capital Kabul on December 23, 1979. Prior to December 23, Soviet military forces invaded Afghanistan. This military aggression was carried out in the framework of the Soviet Union's support for the Afghan People's Democratic Party. The Soviet Union-Afghanistan war broke out on December 23, 1979. The war occurred because the Soviet Union wanted to defeat the Afghan Mujahideen forces who wanted to overthrow the Marxist-Leninist government in Afghanistan. I'll end today in history with December the 23rd, 2002. The Indonesian national football team defeats the Philippines. On December 23, 2002, the Indonesian national team Garuda won 13-1 against the Philippines in the AFF Cup, or Asia Football Federation. At that time, the championship was still called the Tiger Cup. The 2002 AFF Cup finals were held in two countries, Indonesia and Singapore, from December the 15 until 29. In the group stage, Indonesia was in Group A and competed with Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, and the Philippines. Indonesia beat the Philippines in the final match in the preliminary round of Group A. The match was held at Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta, on December 23, 2002. That was Today in History.
Charlie, they didn't know that I'm a little seed. Oh, I'm a little seed that I could spread.
Still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia is The Development of Local IP Boosts the Growth of the Digital Economy. Acting Director General of Domestic Trade of the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Kasan, explained in Jakarta on Wednesday that the development of local intellectual property, or IP, has the potential to boost the growth of the national digital economy. He also remarked that Indonesia has great potential to make local IP become a new drive of the national economy, which has multiple effects on various other sectors. Quoted from Antara, this was stated by Kasan when inaugurating the virtual event of business matching product kekayaan intelektual lokal. He also explained that the local IP products which are part of the digital economy in Indonesia are currently becoming a new trend in the world of creative business. Kasan further pointed out that the data from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy show that global revenue from characters and entertainment licenses had a significant value of $275 million. This amount is expected to increase to $385 million in the next 6 years. Kasan also added that the use of IP for business people or certain brand owners is one of the promotional strategies in creating their products. Meanwhile, for producers, the use of IP will provide not only added value economically, but also appreciation for the intellectual work produced by someone. In addition, the Ministry of Trade facilitated 10 Indonesian local game developers to participate in a trade mission to Japan in September. The trade mission to Japan included participation in business forums and business meetings with game business communities and activists in Japan and provided opportunities for local gamers to participate in the Tokyo Game Show 2022. Well, listener, that's my Indonesia.
Hadirkan senyum di wajahmu selalu. Lupakan semua duka yang melandamu. Bebaskan, rasakan hasrat hatimu. Pegang tanganku, jangan pernah kau ragu. Janjikan ada di sisimu selalu. Hapuskan semua resah dalam hatimu. Dalam jiwa. Cause everyone stay, everybody needs someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone stay, everybody need no reason to love. Everybody, every day. Samakan tuju, aku dan kamu beriringan selalu. Tinggalkan semua ragu yang menahanmu. Bebaskan, lepaskan semua hasrat dalam jiwa. Cause everyone stay, everybody need someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold.
Bagaimana yang di situ? Tak perlu-perlu lagi merasa malu-malu. Kita lihat yang di sini, jelas merasa semakin percaya diri. Di sana, di situ, di sini punya banyak cerita untuk saling dibagi. Hey, everybody, mari-mari bernyanyi. Boleh sambil menari, isi ruang di hati. Bahagia ini memang layak untuk dibagi. Buat aku, kamu, kita, atau yang sendiri. Tak perlu sama untuk bisa bersama. Karena cinta harusnya tak meminta banyak tanya. Sudah dari sananya cinta itu dicipta untuk aku, kamu, kita dan semuanya.
Everyone say, everybody need someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say, everybody need no reason to love.
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Sari Ringgung Beach. Listener, Lampung is a province which is located on the southern coast of Sumatra Island. Its location makes Lampung possess many beautiful beaches. One of the beaches that you have to visit is Sari Ringgung Beach. This beach has not only a beautiful view, but also a variety of water games. This beach is located on Jalan Wai Ratai, Kilometer 14, Sidodadi Village, Pesawaran Regency, Lampung Province. From Bandar Lampung City, it is about 24.6 kilometers and it takes about 1 hour by motor vehicles. Listener, when you travel to Sari Ringgung Beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket worth of 20,000 rupiah per person. Meanwhile, motorcycle parking rates are 5,000 rupiah and 10,000 rupiah for cars. When you enter this tourism attraction, you will see bumpy sand and a floating moss which can be reached by boat. Besides seeing the beach, you can also see beautiful views from the Krakatau View Peak. To reach the top, you only need to climb a little bit to enjoy the whole view of Sari Ringgung Beach. Listener, Sari Ringgung Beach has white sand. The soft beach sand is a comfortable place to play. At some points, there are swings on the beach. There's also a swing in the middle of the area which makes for a great selfie spot because the background is the open sea with a very charming natural panorama. This beach has not too big waves, so you can swim safely in this area. In addition, Sari Ringgung Beach is a convenient location for snorkeling or diving. Since the water condition of Sari Ringgung Beach is still well maintained. Even at some points, you can see directly the beautiful view at the bottom of the water. There are also a number of rides that can be used, such as speed boats, canoes, banana boats, and spilled water. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Thank you.
ku rakit egoku, merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah. Sama hati
for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Floba Mora. Floba Mora is an abbreviation for Flores, Sumba, Timor, and Alor. The song, by singers who are members of Musi Duli, tells about the young generation of East Nusa Tenggara who respect and love their homeland with its diversity of ethnicities, cultures, and religions. Well, listener, here is Musi Duli artist with the regional song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Floba Mora. Enjoy!
Dari ragam suku, budaya, dan bahasa.
Gatung, anak Floba Mora.
berbeda suku, agama dan bahasa, katong satu hati sama-sama bantu saya.
Bye, so bye, 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 bye.
Yeah, di sinilah banyak tersimpan adat dan budaya. Di tanah ini kau dapat temukan keindahan.
Ini adalah bagi flow bermura.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita dan semuanya.
Everyone say everybody.
someone to love, someone to care, someone to share, someone to hold. Everyone say everybody need no reason to love.
Ambisi seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi, rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang, keluarlah dari zona nyaman sembilu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Waktu ke waktu perlahan ku rakit egoku, merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman, bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.